AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Tourists are leaving Tunisia a day after an attack on a resort, which left at least 39 people dead. Dean Seymour tells Sky News that he and his family found a place to hide after a young man opened fire with an automatic weapon.
He was shooting randomly just around and shooting up in the air, shouting in Arabic. So quickly shut the door, shut the curtain, told Emma to get into the bathroom. Thought the bathroom would be the safest place.
The Islamic State group claims the attack in Tunisia as well as others in France and Kuwait. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
At this point, it's too soon to tell whether or not these various and far-flung attacks were coordinated centrally or whether or not they are coincidental.
The Supreme Court ruling that same-sex couples have the right to marry is hailed by activist Rhea Jared, who was obtaining a marriage license at the Harris County Courthouse in Houston, says the decision was inevitable.
I think that the dominoes were falling and it was just a matter of time.
A number of religious groups are not pleased. Rick Scarborough, head of Vision America, says this is not the end of the political fight.
We're going to try to find God-fearing men and women who will run for elective office, who will stand on principle and do the right thing.
Several Catholic bishops say the decision goes against the true nature of marriage, not just for the mutual satisfaction of two people involved, but for the betterment of society. Spain has its first diphtheria death in 29 years. Officials say it's a 6-year-old boy whose parents rejected the vaccine. Officials say the patient had been admitted to a pediatric intensive care unit of a Barcelona hospital on May 30th. The boy lived in a small city north of Barcelona and near the border with France. China's central bank has announced a fourth recent round of interest cuts and lower reserve requirements for its banks. This is AP Radio News. President Obama at the funeral for a Charleston pastor says his death and the deaths of 8 others in their church did the opposite of what the gunman wanted.
The president said alleged shooter Dylan Roof tried to strike at the heart of the black community, but in fact was helping God to confer on America his grace.
He has allowed us to see where we've been blind.
For example, by finally clearing the way to taking down the Southern battle flag.
We were blind to the pain that the Confederate flag stirred in too many of our citizens.
And even perhaps it's opened more eyes to the continuing toll of gun violence. Leading the congregation, he said, if America can tap that grace, everything can change. Mark Smith with the president, Charleston, South Carolina.
The investigation is set to get underway today in southeast Alaska, where a sightseeing plane carrying 8 cruise passengers crashed, killing them and the pilot. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.